go, ladies and gentlemen, for another episode of Save City of Heroes Radio. We're back on the air because last week I was not capable of hosting the show. I'll just leave it at that. Anesthesia, pain meds, shots in my spine, etc., needles in my spine, etc., etc. Do not make for a good hosting mix, I'll tell you that. But we're here now. It's 9:03 on, well, it's on my computer. It's 9:03 on the East Coast, 9:03 p.m. And it's time for our weekly dose of hero goodness. And along with me, ladies and gentlemen, he's been gone the last couple of weeks, but I assure you he's here because it says he's on the soundboard. Ladies and gentlemen, the man behind the Titan Network himself, Tony V.
Howdy.
Howdy do, Tony. What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm coming to you from night shift.
Night shift? On the night shift.
I have been my hours have temporarily been swapped over to night shift, so I am up for like the next 9 hours or so.
Wow, good lord. Jeez, so, hold on, we got one. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So that's my news. I'm wide awake and coming
up
and
ready to rock. And we got one more, ladies and gentlemen. Dear friend of the station, co-leader of Paragon Dawn, Champions Online, all other superhero game relatedness, Mad Viking.
And how is everyone doing tonight?
I am doing okie dokie. Tony's working like crazy. He's going to be up late with us, I assure you. But,
I'm actually off tonight, but I don't want to switch my hours around. So, I work like the graveyard night weekend shift, so I'll be working tomorrow this time, but.
You, I'm sorry. Do they pay you more for that at least?
No, but it is just temporary. We had a guy quit, so someone had to step up, and of course they're like, "I'll get Tony. He'll do it."
Because you're the new guy, right?
Well, no, because I'm reliable.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, good for you. See, there you go. There's always that plus in there. And we are just weeks away from Civil War. In the theaters and the comic books. Civil War 2 approaches in the books, in the comic books. Civil War Captain America Civil War, May 6th, Mother's Day weekend. My God, what a weekend is going to be.
That's going to be, by the way, the best movie ever. So just to set expectations.
So?
Yeah.
Okay, if you say so. Okay. But
well,
we have other
we
news.
Shall find out.
We shall. If I can find the link, there it is. I got it. But we have other news coming, fast approaching, an anniversary,
uh-oh,
a celebration across the nation. Assemble the team. The 12th anniversary celebration of City of Heroes, Thursday, April 28th, 2016. Trademark. It's unofficial. Assemble the team. I'm so excited. I'm going to talk about if you guys can make it, if anyone can make it. I'm probably going to switch that week to that night.
I'm so excited, I just can't hide it.
That's right.
I'm about to lose control.
And you think you like it?
I think I like it.
That sounds like a personal problem. Hey, now.
You needed the Ben Stein voice on that one. So excited.
So let's see. Do we have any? I know there was a big. Sorry, just looking here. Okay. The Cape Radio. I just see they have. They now have music. Let's see. One Hit Wonder will be on from Eastern hours, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. DJ Nexus will be on 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, and DJ Valor from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
That will be also DJ Valor's last night on Cape Radio, so
really?
That's fitting.
I see that here. Yeah, special programming note. This event will be DJ Valor's last. Oh, she's retiring from the Cape. She will be moving on to a new role and will not have time to continue her broadcast. DJ Valor has done plenty of events for us in Paragon Chat. Nearly 1 year of infancy. So come out and show her some love before she goes.
Yes, she came out to Champions last night, and we were there, and we gave her the 21 Kaboom salute. For those who've never been on Champions when Balor's on, at the end of the show, we blow things up.
Oh, that's right. Yes, of course. How can I forget that? Yeah, I was dead tired last night. Sorry about that. I missed everything the last few weeks. So,
and,
yes?
No, I was about to say, you know, and some people, you know, when they saw that, they were looking to me with Paragon Dawn going like, is that you? I go, nope.
No. We'll be there, but. You know.
Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm looking here. I'm going to read this. This is what the original did. Takits? This is what he originally posted.
I saw that name. I was going, oh.
Yeah. Basically, this is the official promotion thing. Assemble team. We are ready to put together a team for the anniversary celebration. If you are available for the next 20 days, well, less now, to help in your time to work with us, we look forward to having an awesome time with you. Okay, so here's the outline. This is the outline of the plan for the celebration. Team leaders. The AP33R3S, what does that stand for? I know it's AP33, but what's the R3S stand for? Anyway,
Red.
The committee, that committee is in need for team captains for the following events / event areas. Event team leaders, if these aren't filled, we reduce people. So come on, people, step up. Costume contests. Organize the scheduling of costume contests with volunteers. Work out the themes chosen and carry out the events with the staff. You oversee up to 4 to 5 people, between 4 and 5 people, sorry. Trivia contest. This is new. Organize a trivia contest. Work out scheduling volunteers for the event. Rules and outcomes and event structure. Oversees up to 3 people. Role-playing open house. Able to organize RP groups who are interested in recruiting during the event and schedule them throughout the day in Pocket D. You're going to act as a liaison between RP needs and the rest of the committee. Ideal candidate run RP group themselves. I don't know anybody like that on this call. Oversees up to 7 people, Mad Viking. Now, support team leaders.
Must be able to clean the couch.
That's right. Support team leaders. If these aren't filled, the event coverage attendance decreases. Uh-oh. Tech support. You have to be able to commit 4 to 8 hours per week before the anniversary on the Titan Network forums to help people with Paragon chat problems. You should be capable with the COH client, Paragon chat, / Tequila installation and use. Due to recent events, Mac support is not required. The Island Rum beta is at your own risk at the moment. As this would be a huge privacy issue, we will not use remote admin techniques. No experience with such apps is necessary. Window help invites, in team viewer, etc. This captain oversees up to 7 people. You will need patience and soft skills to deal with frustrated users, as this team leader will need to step in if one of their teammates are over their head. Publicity. Organize, develop, and execute an effective campaign to draw interest from XCOH players to come to the event. Oversight is optional. If you're a party of one, recruit others for help. I'm sorry, you might recruit others for help at your discretion. Producer for live stream and video. Independently able to perform a live stream broadcast of the anniversary event at Atlas Park to a video provider, such as Twitch TV. Or Twitch.tv, as well as post or reel to YouTube and the event for archival. Familiar with broadcast software and techniques, this position may require a commitment well after the event takes place to complete production. Fortunately, the deadlines are all up to you after the live stream is finished. Like publicity, you're a party of one, but you may recruit others for help at your discretion. Okay, now here's what is required for all 6 positions. Regardless of title. Again, able to commit 48 hours a week towards event planning, background work, and team building. For costume contests and RP open house, even less than that. Touch base with the plan once a week at a minimum. In general, once every 72 hours. Commit to attendance of the anniversary celebration on Thursday, April 28th. If a conflict arises and you need to step down, please notify us ASAP. Please note that by becoming a team leader, you are not required to sit through all 8 hours of events on that day. Your commitment as a team leader concerns mostly the time spent for and left the actual event day. The event is underway. You meet your event day commitment like anyone else would. Then you're free to do as you please. Okay, now to lead a team, people independently, that direction from the planning team. In case of a vacancy, it will be the team leader's responsibility to find a replacement in the understudy list. It shouldn't have to come to it, but should the list be exhausted, you will need to find someone in any manner you choose or change your event to accommodate the loss at your option. Okay, find the initiative to take on gaps in your own plan of action. Help where needed, counsel where you can, and keep a spirit decor for your team. Able to follow Wheaton's Law. Also able to make amends when it's broken. How or who your lead volunteers here. We can't incentivize past camaraderie and fun. Wow. And staff. We will also need a volunteer for the event, not team leaders, to operate the events and various functions of the committee. Overall, we need about 25 people for everything planned goes off without a hitch. Okay, requirements. Able to commit to 2 to 4 hours a week or more to work on your event. Work on assignments as directed by team leader in a timely manner. You demonstrate follow-through on your promises, address, and resolve issues from contestants, and help others when it is needed. If an issue affects or prevents your participation on April 28th, notify your team leader ASAP. Otherwise, take precautions to ensure you can be present and on time. Understudies. Finally, we need about 10 to 15 people who are up for anything in the next 3 weeks. Initially, there will be nothing compared to being an understudy, much like school play. After a couple of weeks, it will be inevitable that someone will need to leave. Real life needs, not going to be what they thought this was, etc. If that happens, an understudy can be tapped to fill the vacancy and be part of the team. Because of the nature of some of the contests, in particular, player mission, formerly known as hide and seek / scavenger hunt, our trivia contest, etc., understudies will not be given anything except the minimum details until they are needed. That way, if an understudy is not tapped, they are free to participate as a contestant in anything they wish, like any other visitor can. If an understudy is needed for an event before or after the assignment is finished, they are free to participate in other events as well. So, how do you apply? Okay, you follow. Let's see. Where was I here? Okay, visit the profile page and click Send PM on the bottom of his profile picture. Leave a message with your email account in Google Drive and group. So Gmail is preferred, but we'll work with you if you use something else. And the following. First, indicate if you're interested in following. Later, pick one or more jobs you'd like to take on. Don't just say, I'll do anything. Be specific. You'll only be assigned one position. Second, indicate which three events you are interested in working in. We will try our best to accommodate your preferences, but we cannot guarantee everyone will get what they want. Only to apply understudy. All inquiries, I can't talk to them, received when our staff is full will be placed on the understudy list. If prior experience running events on City of Heroes, Champions Online, or other MMORPG communities, give a quick rundown. They don't have a resume, short list will do. Try to focus on events that were successful. If you had bad luck with the kind of event, regardless of why, just leave it at. This is a job application. We're not probing this. This will help in placing you in something you can do. For all positions, it is first come, first served. If you are selected for a role, you'll have the chance to decline it before if it isn't what you wanted. If this happens, we will keep you on the understudy list and contact you not to do so. And it says here, thanks for reading this far. And either way, volunteer or contestant, we'll see you soon. And there you go.
Yeah, that was so if my count was right, they need a staff of 50?
I guess so.
Sheesh. if only there were somebody around who had experience running events.
Yeah, there was only some people around who knew what they were doing. You know, used to running events, coordinating, still play a game somewhere. I don't know. We're screwed.
If only.
Well, here's the rub with me on this one here. I know with my group and a few that are on Champions, they won't go to Paragon Chat. Some just basic case of their computer can't handle it. They could not download it, you know, technical issues. And then there's others who just go, it's not COH. So we're planning to do, a small gathering over in City Hall on Champions. Now, if this person wants to get a hold of me, and for the people who can't or won't go to Paragon Chat,
right,
you have a plan B.
You
can listen over on the side, and, you know, I don't know if they have the capability of doing a link talk, but, you know, we'll be there over here in Champions.
Okay, and I just posted a link to that thing, I just read in the chat. Also, I put it on the Safe CH Radio. Oh, and I have big news about the Safe CH Radio page on Facebook, Tony.
Whoa, what is it? What's going on?
Ready? We have hit 250 likes. Yay! Woo!
That is, in honor of your New York heritage, I will say, that is huge. Huge. It's huge.
Now, you're supposed to do Sally Field at that, but you like me. You really like me.
I didn't know we had a few players.
Guess this got played off.
Wow, how rude.
So what are you going to do with all those people liking us?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. Now get us to 500 and we'll figure something out. I don't know. Send a big thank you.
Well, I think that's a really good idea.
I'm writing something right now, so keep talking.
I'm scared too.
Well, I know you haven't been on in a few weeks. It's okay.
If you're going to be on Paragon Chat, yeah, go to that event, no problem. You know, and have a good time. You know, I might sneak on. Just to see what's going on. But for those who can't or won't, you do have a plan B. You know, there's an idea. Maybe, you know, for those who can't or won't on other games, have their own little celebration and tied in with it. Here we go, showing my age. Have the big event, on one thing, being viewed, whether it be a Switch TV or whatnot, and we'll be in different locations via satellite.
Hey, maybe that day, I should set up in Champions Online and we coordinate through the show.
There you go.
For all the events. And Paragon Chat looks like it's going to be plentiful. I mean, I could be there in,
Could be on Paragon Chat. I can hang in the Champions.
Because what I do is I host the show on my PC. Right now I'm on Paragon Chat on my laptop. We're in Paragon Chat on my laptop. And I have both of them pretty much next to each other so I could coordinate and see what's going on. Or we could pick a central location in Champions Online and I'll be standing on the steps of City Hall I could pick a spot in Champions Online. We coordinate that way with everybody.
Well, that would be inside City Hall by the Globe.
Right. Okay. There you go. Can I sit inside the Globe? Ooh.
You can sit on top. I don't know if anyone tried to be in.
Okay, I'll sit on top. Wait, you know what? Maybe I'll just sit in front. Or stand in front. Or near.
There you go.
But that's going to be big. I better get some.
And, but, you know, needless to say, I also have been my hands full. So this, you know, this person wanted to be in charge of this, you know, kind of eases off a little pressure on me so I can concentrate on the other.
There you go.
In which, you know, full aware what I'm talking about.
Right. And I'll tell you, once this weekend is over, I should be able to have a little free time to hang out and change online again. A little bit
okay.
More. I'm just very, very busy this weekend. I told you earlier
Everyone wishes you well. They were hoping that everything went well.
Yes.
I told them what was going on with you, and there was a universal ow.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I was still out of it Monday, and I wore still a little sore. I don't know why. The right side of my back is still a little, and I called them up, left messages 2 or 3 days in a row, and they haven't. So if I'm in Monday, they're definitely going to call for me. You know, because I'm sick of this. We'll just take extra pain meds once in a while. That doesn't help in the long run.
All you end up doing is going, look at Mr. Hand.
Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, but I did, you know, because of that, I did finish watching Jessica Jones and Daredevil Season 2 I finished the other night, so.
I'm actually about 3 episodes in on Daredevil, the Season 2.
Cool. It's a very good season. I think it's so much better than season. As good as season one is, season two is so much better. There's a lot going on in season two. So enjoy that. And I'm going to take a few days to catch up on stuff on my DVR. And then I think next week or the week after, I'm going to Powers because I play Saturday Network. And I think season two starts on the 30th, so I have time to hit that. And then I want to check out on Crackle, I want to check out that show Supermansion. It's the thing Seth Green and Bryan Cranston did.
Okay.
Where it's, I think it's supposed to be like a reality super show. You did it like they did the like the claymation like Robot Chicken.
Oh, okay.
So, and I think 10-hour or 45-minute episodes. Oh, wait a minute. I just had it. Yeah, it's a stop-motion animated comedy TV series. 13 episodes in season one. But it's not telling how long each episode was. Oh, okay. Episode one is 22 minutes. I'm looking here. Yeah, they're about 21, 22 minutes each. That looks so that 13 episodes times what 21? Do the math. 3 an hour. Give yourself a nice afternoon. I like mini pretzels. Get yourself a nice bowl of mini pretzels. Something. You know, I like a nice crunchy snack. Nice healthy crunchy snack. Maybe some apple slices. You know, and just kick back, relax. Enjoy it.
There you go.
Maybe I'll watch that first and then Powers.
So, have you been keeping up with the other shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and?
I just realized the other day I am now 3 weeks behind Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I know that's what I'm doing this weekend. That's what I'm catching up on first. I was going to do it today. What's going on? The episode where certain team members left the team for reasons that they can't be identified with S.H.I.E.L.D. setting up this spinoff series. So,
yeah, I actually went over and saw. Actually, my sister and nephew came over here a couple of 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I think. And he was funny because he was talking about. Man, I can't believe they left the show. I liked them. I wish they were still on the show. And I was like, well, you know they're getting their own show, right? And he was like, really? I said, yeah. they're
That's
getting
the whole
their,
reason they did it.
What is their show called? I can't remember what it's called.
I don't even know what it's called.
Hang on a second.
If only there was some way I could look this up.
If there were only some... reference.
I know. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff.
Let's see, Adrian Palicki. I'll go by her. Most Wanted. That's what it's called.
Okay. Marvel's Most Wanted. Marvel's Most Wanted.
Yes, indeed. And it will have Adrian Palicki and Nick Blood in it. But yeah, I was slightly amused because he was all depressed because they were off the show and really liked him, and I was like, they'll be back. You're good. So
I'm sure that's back in a big crossover.
Speaking of Adrian Palicki, did you ever see the Wonder Woman, the new one, the episode they made?
Oh yes, the pilot. Yes. I don't know if I saw the whole thing, but I thought she looked cool as Wonder Woman, but it was very weak.
I thought the pilot was terrible. I thought she was she really did look good. I they released that publicity photo of the costume, and everybody hated it so badly, and I was like, well, I don't hate it, but in the actual show, the costume was different. It was actually more like it wasn't that shiny vinyl whatever, but I thought she was. I did get, speaking of Wonder Woman, I got a bunch of prints from Kit Quinn, the cosplayer.
Yes, who did Sweethearts of the Galaxy.
Yeah, she had like an online store that for whatever reason she shut it down.
Really?
A couple of weeks ago, and she posted on Facebook that she was shutting her store down, so if you wanted anything, go out there and get it. And I was like, well, that's like the only way I know how to say. That's the thing about these cosplayers. I run across a lot of these cosplayers, and it's like, I'd really like to kind of support your efforts and everything, because I know that this stuff has got to be really expensive, and some of them have Patreon accounts and stuff like that. But
right.
she had like an online store where you could order prints and everything. So I ordered a bunch of prints, and I got them in. I had some explaining to do with Belle, because she's like, why are you getting pictures of like Wonder Woman in the mail? I'm like, it's a.
Yeah, Tony, why are you doing this?
But she likes the whole cosplayer scene too, so it was okay. But no, I thought that was pretty cool. So I got a bunch of prints of Kit Quinn as Wonder Woman. So maybe I'll. I would say I'd like, you know, give one or two away, but she like signed them and like wrote a little note to me on each one. So it's like I can't really do that. Not that I really want to anyway, but I just thought that was kind of funny. But anyway, good times. But all that's just a long way of saying Most Wanted. Yeah, with Bobby and. What's his name? Hunter, I think, on the show.
I think so.
So, yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, man. I tell you, I like that show all along. Some people kind of complain that it ran a little slow to start with. But, I'm like, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good.
You know what? It is a typical Joss Whedon character development. Okay, plot, here we go.
Plus, I gotta say, if I'm a television producer, I gotta be thinking, you know what? If Joss Whedon comes to me and says, "Hey, I want to do this on my show," and I'm sitting there thinking, "Well, you know, that's not really typically how you do shows." It's like, do it anyway. It's Joss Whedon.
Yeah,
do it. I tell you what, and I should tweet this. That's like the reason I hope there's no such thing as parallel universes, because if there is, that means that somewhere out there, there's probably another me who's sitting there watching like the 8th or I guess it would be what, the 10th or 11th season of Firefly right now.
Yeah.
With a goatee.
So, yeah, with a goatee.
Yeah.
A goateed Tony. But yeah.
Okay, I have a question. What if you have a goatee in this universe? Would you still have one there or no?
No. If you have a goatee in this universe, you are the evil alternate universes, whoever you are. Why do you have a goatee? Are you thinking of growing a goatee?
Well, I have one from time to time. I did grow I can't remember the style mustache I grew for Movember this past year. I cut it on Easter off that morning. Handlebar mustache.
Well, that'll come on, too.
Yeah, like a Fu Manchu handlebar mustache, goes down. So, I some hang down. You know, it was well trimmed. You know, I kept a, you know, it was like a Hulk Hogan mustache, I guess.
Oh, handlebar.
A handlebar mustache. That's what I said, right?
I think that's it, the name of it.
Don't look at me. I don't do mustaches. That gets on my nerves.
Really? You don't support Movember? Shame on you.
Absolutely not. I am anti-Movember, so.
You know, that isn't supportive of men to secure cancer, so.
That's what?
You know, that is in support of testicular cancer. Well, you know how October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Oh, okay, it's shoe mustache. Okay, I did not know that. It's a horse. It's men's obviously men's testicular cancer.
Well, there you go. I'm pro-cancer, so.
But no, yeah, I guess so. I bet you wears pink. He wears pink all October, but come November, so don't care.
That's right.
It says secure cancer awareness. What the hell's going on with you? All you got to do is not shave for 30 days. That's all wrong.
Jeez. Well, I mean, it could be 80 degrees in his area. We don't know.
Oh,
this.
That's true. That's why I just did the mustache. I can't do anything close to a beard or goatee. Something. If it's too hot, I die. It's facial hair.
I don't do facial hair. It gets on my nerves. You know how it is. I mean, it gets like kind of itchy, and I don't know. It gets in my way. I'm not a big I don't do that. I tried it at one point. I should send you a picture. I call it my Unabomber picture because I was working night shifts and I hadn't shaved in over a month around Christmas time. Really? I went over and I had a new hoodie that I was wearing.
Okay.
And I mean, I looked pretty rough. And my sister was like, "Oh my God, you look like the Unabomber." And she took my picture because she wanted a Unabomber picture. So.
My goodness. Tony V is. Wow, okay, and I'm getting word here from Diamond D. We're getting bad feedback. Well, I apologize for the bad feedback, everybody. Let's see who's in the chat.
I thought everybody liked our show.
I did. Damn it, we have 250 likes. I don't know. Let's see who's in the chat. A couple of guests. Not Fire. Diamond D, Mad Viking, and Tony V is here. And saying next to me in Paragon chat, Saber are off judging. I see them all the way in the distance. They're hanging all over there, but they were hanging out next to me a few minutes ago. Bob the Bruiser, who's been here from the beginning of the show. Thank you, Bob. And also Perception Deception. They have been here. I practically parked here and gave the announcement that the show was going up earlier. About 30 minutes before showtime. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. If you're not in the chat, you're listening at time, or sometimes you can click the link to the show and listen to it without being in Blog Talk Radio or Paragon chat. All for tuning in. Appreciate it. Okay, we're hearing. Okay, there's a bad feedback, echo, and tingy. Tingy?
I'm not hearing an echo. You are kind of breaking up a little bit, but there is a little bit of an echo, but.
There's one way to find out. Put me on mute.
All right, hold on. You are being muted, sir. Okay, how do we sound now? Do we sound okay?
You're still breaking up a little bit, but
am I?
As far as I can tell, I sound great, man.
Hold on, you know what? I have my AC on tonight. Do I sound better?
Huh?
Do I sound better?
Because of your AC?
Well, I shut the AC off. I'm like even 5 feet away from my AC.
Oh.
It's
no,
like
you sounded fine all along. The only issue with you is you're breaking up a little bit. It's not as bad as it has been before, but every few words there's a split second of cutout there. But
I'm sorry.
That's okay, you know.
Okay, I'm being told. Okay, it sounds better now. Still breaking up a bit. So let me bring.
We still like you. I'm not breaking up.
Somebody just logged on. Somebody's trying to log on to the chat, and they kicked me out of the chat. One of our people.
Yeah, I should probably log on to Paragon chat.
Okay.
Sitting here.
Those probably maybe me.
I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? Oh. I hear something really bad now. What is that noise?
I don't know, but.
If that's
here,
my bike.
I'll log on to Paragon chat.
Wow. Is that you, Mad Viking, with all that noise?
I have nothing noisy.
I just heard something really bad. Yeah, somebody just said it sounded like a fan in the background. Just now.
Nope, no fan.
Okay. Alrighty.
So,
Yes?
So, hey, did you log into Paragon chat on April 1st?
What was on April 1st? I think I didn't realize it was April 1st. So what happened? What was the thing?
It was glorious. Did you see the post about them changing the graphics and everything?
Yes, and they changed this up and that. Oh, yes, the cell. Yes, I shut that off. Yes. the cell shader. Yes. I told people about that. I'm like, if you shut it off. As I logged in, I'm like, what the hell is this cell shading crap? And there's Tony V. He's running up the steps to his Rocky impersonation. You run out of the way now. Where are you going? Now he's flying.
Run over here. Who are these people?
We're over here. Saber.
Saber. Who are Jinx and Saber?
Hi, Saber. Hi, Jinx. All right. I was going to say we have some updates to get to. Oh, you know what? Silly me.
Silly you.
We actually have 2 weeks of updates to do. Because we were not here last week.
Uh-oh.
No. Hold on a minute. Something's going on here. Wait. Hold on. Sorry. Just checking something here. Okay. Yeah, somebody was saying the tunes look like they were from CL. Yes, I forgot all about that. You know why? Because as soon as I saw it, I shut it off. I knew how to shut it off. That's why it didn't affect me. Okay, we do have a couple of updates to get to. Okay, I do hear an echo. Matt, I'm just going to read these two updates. Here's Dylan. Sorry about that. But we'll bring you back on as soon as I'm done with those updates. So like I just said, two updates from Villains. First up is update number 174. And it says here, this week, we've been continuing with the coding groundwork for some of our more advanced systems. One of the goals of this is to create ways that will allow developers who aren't programmers to be able to go into the various systems and make changes to them. For example, the power system needs to be set up in a way that allows someone without programming experience to be able to get the data for any power adjust its values, such as range, damage, accuracy, and so on. This will also eventually be applied to other areas, such as the story system, so that anyone on the development team will be able to go into any story and add, delete, or change any bit of the story text, as well as correct spelling grammar errors. This will allow us to make sure that the programmers aren't spending their time on non-programming related work, as well as making it easier to make changes to the game in the longer term. Very cool. Now, this one is from last week, and this is update number, ready? Number 175, Tony. 175 updates from Villains. Here we go. Okay, this week, we've been doing some more design work for some of our NPC groups. We're focused on the ones that villainous players will be encountering. This presents a particular challenge because it's a very clear example of where the inspiration for the game, City of Heroes, and traditional comic books clash with conventional MMO mechanics. Villains traditionally fight mostly individual heroes or groups of heroes. A major non-individual heroic the police, or occasionally the military. But this becomes harder to do in an MMO, where normal gameplay requires enough enemies to be challenging for a team of players. City of Heroes dealt with this by having villainous players frequently fight other villain groups, with Longbow being pretty much the major group that they'd regularly encounter. This did lead to a couple of complaints from villain players, though. Firstly, that fighting other villains didn't make them feel as villainous as if they'd been frequently taking down heroic enemies. And secondly, so many Longbow encounters began to feel repetitive after a while. The main issue to correct that this is that while we still need to be able to give villain players a challenge, we also can't create a huge amount of non-individual heroic groups for them to fight, as the real-world setting used in traditional comics doesn't support it. Titan City is a large American city, so there's no justification for creating multiple law enforcement groups for it when real-world American cities and the versions of them that appear in comics only have a single police force. This means that we don't need to use some creative solutions to give villain players the same variety of enemies, the same variety of enemies that hero players will face. Heroic Villainous Weekend, Heroes and Villains Team. And with that, I'm going to bring Mad Viking on. And we do have somebody on hold. Let me bring them on. Hello, welcome to CWH Radio.
Oh, man, you should just let me on hold. I'm still trying to catch up.
Okay. I'll put you on hold. Want to go back on?
No problem.
No biggie. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Okay, Mad Viking.
Who was
still.
That?
Okay.
Some guy was just listening and want to get back, you know. They're just hanging. They're just chilling. It's all right. It's all good. No biggie. It's all right. They just rock and whatnot. You know it is. Wow. So what'd you think of them updates?
Very, very interesting.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to play these games.
Do you keep up with the City of Heroes group on Facebook?
Sometimes, because I'm in a bunch of them. Why? What's up?
Well, I did nothing specific. I was just sitting here kind of browsing through it. Somebody posted a video of their base. They built a pirate ship in their base, and it looks pretty freaking amazing. I'm sitting here like, I did some rudimentary base building, but you know, when I see some of the stuff that people have built. They're so sophisticated, using the whole stacking and all that kind of stuff that they used, and I'm just mind blown by it. Sometimes I'm sitting here like, how many hours did it take you to build that? That is insane.
Oh, 48 hours a week for 10 weeks, no big deal.
Oh, I remember with Hero Dawn, I was like going to the base, and I'm going like, oh, Doom Diva's on. Hey, Doomy, don't be near me. It's like, okay, I'll just go right over here. Yeah, when she starts building in the base, just walk away.
You know what's funny? My base was always so basic for the supergroup we had, but we had all the big badass, the generator, you know, all the top stuff. We had all that in our base. I was proud of that. I was like, we earned the big generator. We earned the big badass stuff that takes forever to get. It's like, what more do we need? We had a fully functioning base with all the badass stuff in it. We didn't have weapons or anything like that in the base, you know, for raids or whatnot. And we even joked around. We had a vat in the back. Guinness was our official sponsor, and we were the official supergroup of Guinness beer. So our joke was every day they would truck by, and eventually we had like a vat set up where they could just, you know, send it to us right away.
And in every base, off in the corner, just sitting, was that base raid teleporter.
Oh, yeah, that did nothing.
Well, now at one point it did.
You could do the Cathedral Pain. Yeah, you could do. It's not a raid per se, but you know, we did the Cathedral Pain thing once a week. But with Pyro Inferno, he led a great raid. We did that, so. We always thought that was cool. So, okay, we do have one more update from City of Titans.
So the Kickstarter one?
Yes. Do you want to read that? Do you want me to read it? Or?
I can read it. I haven't read one in a long time.
Yes, yeah, that's right. All right, go ahead, Tony. You may take I will mute us, and the floor is all yours, sir. Give me a moment. I'm myself, and I will bring Mean Mad Viking or Mad Viking and I back on after you're done reading.
47 years ago, our ancestors... No, actually, here we go. I had to find it because I... where is it? There it is. Okay, it says... the title is Never Let Them See You Sweat. Inside the Kickstarter, this is City of Titans. These are the folks who raised like 600 and some odd thousand, almost 700,000 in the Kickstarter. This is Dr. Tyke, Nate Downs. He says, it has now been a bit over 2 years since our Kickstarter, and while progress has not always been as fast or as smooth as I would have liked it, it has been going steadily in the right direction. But it is time to confess a little secret about some of the rougher patches and how they came about due primarily to the mistakes we made all the way back in the Kickstarter itself. When we originally designed the Kickstarter, we made the decision to keep it as lean as possible with the fewest distractions to get in the way, so our pledge tiers fed into each other by design. And as part of that, the decision was made to not have any add-ons for the Kickstarter itself, but to develop ideas for post-Kickstarter pledging using what would have been the add-ons. And that seemed to be generally seen as a good idea. Then the Kickstarter itself began, and our projections were all thrown out the window. Whoosh! It doesn't actually say whoosh. That was my editorial license. We were getting a lot of pressure to include add-ons, and I mean a lot of pressure. Other Kickstarters had included them. Why not ours? Many people wondered. The leadership made the fateful decision to pull the trigger and rather than leave them until later, include them in the Kickstarter itself. And that, in hindsight, was a mistake. What we found out is that handling the add-ons has been a huge workload on our artists, far more than we expected. By no longer having them handled after the Kickstarter, piecemeal as we could fit them into the production schedule, we now have all of them at once to handle. We had to collect the information for buildings which were not going to be designed for over a year, being collected with t-shirts and mouse pads that were coming out sooner. And we could not shelve elements which we no longer could fit into the schedule in order to keep the release targets. We'd already promised them all up front. However, we had some of our best managing this. So while it was stressful, it was making steady progress. And then Murphy once again demonstrated that his law was supreme. Medical issues, financial woes, employment issues, and stress surrounding that became their world as it should have. Sorry, the cadence of this is sort of written a little weird, so it's throwing me off here. Partners for delivering various physical add-ons went out of business or shut down the product we were counting on, forcing us to find replacement vendors. Oh, it has been a blast, let me tell you. The result is that what was already an overloaded system became a huge glut to work through, and no real solutions to lighten the work. The more overloaded a system is, the harder it is to delegate it to someone unfamiliar with the issues at hand, after all. And the disruption to other scheduled work from our artists due to their lead's unforeseen absence, and we are incredibly grateful for the patience you have all demonstrated. Okay, that doesn't make sense to me. Let me try this again. Add to it the disruption to other scheduled work from our artists due to their lead's unforeseen absence, and we are incredibly grateful for the patience you have all demonstrated. And yet, looking back at the Kickstarter, not a single person ever mentioned that the add-ons did not fully fit with the flow of the entire process. I can only chalk it up to the good old stage saying to always make it seem a part of the show. Some actors flub their lines, make it seem to be natural to the play. A musician fits their cue, improvise, cover. There have rarely been days in which I was not ready to bawl my eyes out, scream at someone, or tear my hair out for some matter or another. From timetables slipping, personality conflicts, quality issues, and deliverables being delayed, there is never a moment that some issue or another is not rearing its head. But when it gets too much, I take a breather, gather myself, put on the smile, and break a leg. Hopefully not his own, but we'll just assume that. We oftentimes get pressured to show off, to give people access, put together some cobbled together material, and pretend that it's a fully working demonstration or a vertical demo. We get compared to other game titles, which gave people early access incredibly early on, and asked why we don't do the same. But we remember when we did give in to pressure and the cascade of issues that happen. It gives us resolve not to release until things are good and ready. Our aim is ultimately to entertain all of you of the grand community from whence we came. For all of its majesty, excitement, and action, every game from the biggest MMORPGs to the tiniest indie titles is there for entertainment. Mankind has been entertaining each other since before we began painting on the walls of our caves. Although we don't really have proof of that, do we? And over those thousands of years, the same rules have held sway. Always put your best foot forward. Always face your audience. Always have your brightest smile. And never, ever let them see you sweat. And that's the end of the update. Woot!
Well done, Tony. Taking editorial license there left and right, but that's all right. It's okay.
I know that
well done,
it's
well
sort
done.
Of weird.
Yeah,
because
that one thing you read.
Like several of them are written in. Several of these are like written in passive voice, and it's like I'm looking for the verb to kind of cue off the rest of the sentence. So it's,
yeah, that one you read twice, I was like, oh, that is awkward. Like, oh.
It's like, hang
like,
on a second.
I'm like,
let me parse
comma?
This.
Yeah, I was like, comma somewhere, please. Break that up a little bit. Something. And I think I brought Mad Viking on too. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So
in a nutshell,
basically, to kind of my summary of this is that they rushed through a few things at Kickstarter and sort of paid the price for it. So they're trying not to rush through things to sort of give in to pressure of people asking for access and that sort of thing currently.
And some of the places they were supposed to get gifts from closed. Don't you just love that?
Absolutely.
I will relate it to this. Fantasy Football League a few years ago, I was commissioner, and we had T-shirts made up, long-sleeve T-shirts. Looked really cool. So my assistant commissioner, I gave it to him, and he worked with pretty much everybody else, or some people live nearby. So he said, I'll get it. I said, everything good? Yeah, everything's good. Don't worry about it. Never thought anything of it again. Just a sec. Time went on. I wore it around the house, so I was going to wear it out. You know, at the end of the year, we had this big party. Everybody gets it. No one else there was. I'm the same thing. So 2 years later, I had to have knee surgery that summer. I decided to wear the shirt to the draft. And everybody's looking at me funny. They're like, well, where the hell's ours? Like, what? And they're like, wait a minute. I look at Joe, my friend. Joe, I'm like, bro? These shirts out 2 years ago. Yeah, I never did that. Basically, you know, it's just one like, really? Really? If I knew that, I would have mailed them to everybody. And of course, it was too, you know, I talked to my sister because she actually had the shirts made up for us. Says, I can't, you know, the place that she went to closed down. You know, she's like, I could do another search for it. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. It's just another headache. The guy did. I was like, I swear to God, he just wants to make me look incompetent. I swear to you. All the cool stuff that he was trying to undo. So, anyway, but thank you for that update. You know, they're working very hard in these games, guys, and they're not getting paid. You know, none of them are full-timers, as far as I know. And, you know, it's going to take a while to make a game.
I'm a full-time pain in the ass.
Yeah. You work full-time for your own Titan Network. Question for you, though. How long or when did you, like when you first heard this project, when did you anticipate or when did you realistically expect this, you know, at least the beta testing come out?
I was hoping within 3 years.
Oh, okay. And how long
Not for it to be complete, but at least to have something up and running that we could log on to and roam around in.
Cool.
And fight a few enemies and that sort of thing. And I fully expect it to be sort of an incremental development effort after that, you know, that over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years, they'd add features and places and mechanics and that sort of stuff, art assets and But definitely I was thinking within 3 years they should have something sort of tangible that we could sort of fire up and play around with.
Cool.
Well, I think they mentioned the costume creator was going to be the first one on City of Titans.
Yeah, they mentioned the costume creator, which was a little weird because, the costume creator, if I understand right, is basically going to be sort of like a separate program, if that makes sense. That you know, you're going to have the costume creator, which is just sort of an interface to create characters and their stats and attributes and everything in a back-end database. And then the game itself is, will take those attributes to define, what your character looks like running around the city and everything. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you'll run one executable for the costume creator and a different one for the game, but for practical purposes, So I'm not quite sure exactly, it's hard to sort of separate those. I'm just sitting here trying to think as a developer, though. It's kind of hard for me to think about separating those things because in order for the costume creator to work the way you want it to, you have to sort of know the capabilities of the system you're designing it for. So I don't know. I was always sort of a little confused about that sort of methodology, but. But they didn't call and ask my opinion, so, It just goes to show you that, I'm not, like, a lot of people get the Titan Network and City of Titans confused, and we're not directly affiliated with each other, so.
I hear you. Okay. I do have some superhero movies.
You have what news?
Superhero movie news.
Yay!
It's official. Spider-Man Homecoming arrives in 2017.
Woo.
Watch, 2017 solo Spidey film is officially titled Spider-Man Homecoming. Although Tom Holland, the Marvel Cinematic Universe's new Spider-Man, hit the red carpet for the Captain America Civil War premiere, it seems he immediately boarded a plane and flew to Las Vegas to surprise the crowd at CinemaCon 2016. There, as part of the director's presentation, Holland helped announce the next summer's solo Spidey film as a title. As has been July 7, 2017 release will be titled Spider-Man Homecoming. It really is a homecoming, Holland told the crowd, because throughout the movie, Peter and at who he is and where he belongs in this world. Earlier this week, Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige teased that Spider-Man Homecoming will feature characters from the MCU, or Marvel Cinematic Universe. Fans will get to see Holland's web-slinger interacting with their favorite Marvel superheroes a lot sooner than next summer. However, as Spidey is slated to make his debut in Civil War, coming out May 6th. In fact, a new clip from Civil War ended the Sony Pictures presentation offer a look at Peter Parker's first encounter with Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark. In the clip, Parker comes home to find Tony sitting on the couch with his Aunt May, played by Marissa Tomei. Parker is surprised to see the famous billionaire playboy superhero sitting in the living room and can only nod as Tony winks at him, clearly aware of his secret identity. Helping hide that secret from May, about whom Tony jokes, it's hard to believe she's anyone's aunt. Stark pretends that Peter applied for a special program with Stark Industries and has been selected. Now, this has been scripted by Vacation writers and directors John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. Spider-Man Homecoming is also confirmed to star Zendaya as another lead character named Michelle. It will hit regular theaters and IMAX on July 7, 2017. So there you go.
And there we go.
And it's told that it's called Homecoming because, he's coming home to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's coming back home to Marvel.
I saw the other day that the Killing Joke animated movie is going to be rated R.
Yes, that was one of my news pieces I had, too. But it's okay. Before we go any further.
I sharked it.
How dare you? No, it's all right. I got in the mail. I ordered it. Justice League, Teen Titans, and then I got Batman: Bad Blood. I watched both of them this week as well. I'm not going to spoil Justice League Versus. I was a little upset that they didn't use the voice actors for the Teen Titans with the ones who do the cartoon shows on Cartoon Network right now.
No!
I was like, oh.
Well. Yeah.
Interesting enough, Red Blood and then Justice League vs. Teen Titans, which in the story, you know, in the release dates, this one comes out right after Bad Blood. Nightwing and Starfire, a.k.a. Coriander, are in a relationship.
Well, you know, in the old cartoon, they you could definitely tell they had the hots for each other, so.
Well, in the cartoon, we were talking about this last week. We were talking about the Marvel George Perez comic book series that came out in 1980 that rivaled Chris Claremont's X-Men for years. And that one, they had a hot relationship. They were dating for a long time in that one.
Well, isn't she, I mean, I don't know how to say this tactfully.
Horny?
Wasn't she like a sex slave to start with? I mean, that's sort of...
In the original comic, it wasn't... I don't think she was a slave. I don't remember it being inferred that she was a sex slave, though. She was a slave and she escaped. She fell back and she escaped. The new one, the new 52, though, definitely sleeps around a lot from what I've seen. I've only seen a couple of issues. Like the new 52, I got this book out of the libraries, all the number ones. And from what they said, she sleeps quite a bit in the news. So, like, wow. So they basically make her a porn star.
Well,
you know, in the new 52. But she wasn't like that way before.
I don't know that I even read a new 52 comic.
Well, you don't have to worry, because at the end of May, the DC Rebirth special is coming out, and between then and the fall, the whole DC universe is being rebooted. I do have news here about Dark Knight, the third series, number 6, has been canceled, will be resolicited, and 3 of the new 52 finales get officially canceled. So it says here, Dark Knight 3, the Master Race number 6, has been removed from the publisher's, and I hate when these things pop up over the words, scheduled plans to resolicit at a later date, according to a retailer mailing sent out Wednesday by DC. It was originally solicited for June 15th. DC's website hasn't updated and still lists number 6 as on now, and the collection is currently listed for September 14th. That's what I'm waiting for that one. Previous collected editions were released 2 weeks after the first edition. Next of the series, Dark Knight 3, The Master Race number 4, is currently listed for April 27th after being originally solicited for March 16th. The April solicited number 5 is now listed for June 29th. And for some of the final New 52 titles before the Rebirth relaunch, their final issues are being canceled completely. Batman/Superman number 33, Batman/Superman Annual number 3, and Superman Wonder Woman number 30 were originally put into Diamond System for a June release and included in the first June 2016 checklist the publisher released along with the solicitations, but were removed in subsequent updates. There you go. And of course, I'm down far the first 2 months of these Rebirths. But I got to go talk to my comic book guy again today, tomorrow rather. He said he will hook me up and make sure I get in my book, in my folder rather, my pull list. Or I don't know if I should just get them in Florida. I don't know. I don't know. Let me see what else I got here. I did pull some other news things up before I didn't get to read. I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to see what else I had here. Okay, yeah, about the Batman killing joke that somebody had to jump the gun on Tony. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. And I think I do believe I even ordered that one already. I have that waiting. Where is it? All right. So Batman the Killing Joke has been rated R. Okay. Sounds like Warner Brothers Animation, DC Entertainment's direct-to-video animated adaptation of Batman the Killing Joke is not joking around. Warner Brothers Home Entertainment accepted PAAR rating for the upcoming film, choosing to remain true to the landmark DC Comics graphic novels violent. I'm sorry, DC Comics graphic novels violent, controversial story, and making the film the first non-PG/PG-13 rated movie in the 9-year history of the DC Universe original movie franchise. There are no plans for a PG-13 version of the film. Batman the Killing Joke, one of the best-selling graphic novels in history, tells the tale of the Joker's origin story, from his humble beginnings as a struggling comic to his fateful encounter with Batman that changes both of their lives forever. What's cool about this? Actor Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill reprised their Batman the Animated Series roles as Batman and the Joker, respectively. And I can't. From the start of production, we encourage producer Bruce Timm and our team at Warner Brothers Animation to remain faithful to the original story, regardless of the official MPAA rating, said Sam Register, president of Warner Brothers Animation and Warner Digital Series. The Killing Joke is revered by the fans, particularly blunt, often black adult themes and situations. We felt it was our responsibility to present our core audience, the comics-loving community, with an animated film that authentically represented the tale they know all too well. And let's see, written by Alan Moore and drawn by Brian Bolan, Batman the Killing Joke was published in 1988 and is widely considered to be one of the best comic book stories of all time. The graphic novel offers a version of the Joker's origin story and follows as the clown Prince of Crime terrorizes Commissioner Jim Gordon and ultimate... follows as the clown Prince of Crime Commissioner Jim Gordon and terrorizes his daughter Barbara Gordon. Although the story was not originally supposed to take place in the regular DC Comics continuity, the Killing Joke wound up setting in motion events that would lead to Barbara Gordon becoming Oracle. The animated adaptation of Batman the Killing Joke movie, which is expected to debut on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD later this year, is executive produced by Bruce Timm and will retell the classic tale. It will also feature an original 15-minute prologue to help set up the story, giving even longtime fans of the story something new to look forward to.
Woot!
Woot, I say woot! How cool is that?
Oh, it's up there.
Well, I think
I'm just glad. I'll be glad to hear Kevin Conroy. Although I got to say, you know, back in the 90s, if somebody had told Kevin Conroy, you know, you're still going to be doing the voice of Batman, you know, in 2016, I'm sure he would have been like, what? No way.
Say what?
I
well,
doubt
on.
He would have put it exactly.
Am I still getting
that
royalties?
Way, but...
So, hold on. Say what?
Yeah, say what? But he just, you know, and I got to say, I thought the whole Christian Bale voice thing was silly. The whole, you know, he talks like this all the time, you know, but it's just, I don't know. Kevin Conroy to me is just the consummate Batman, you know.
He does a great Batman voice, yes.
I thought Michael Keaton, you know, was really good in the Batman movie back in the 80s. But
yes.
I tell you, Kevin Conroy, when I saw that series, I was like, wow, you know, it's got the feel, the look, the sound. It was just absolutely perfect. I just, wow.
It was all, and I was in college too, and I was like, this is freaking awesome. And we're sitting there watching. Somebody goes, students watching Batman. Shut up, go away. It was freaking awesome.
It was freaking awesome.
Damn it all.
Damn it all. Did you see the preview video, like the 15-minute thing for the Killing Joke that they put out?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you see the preview video for the Killing Joke, like the 15-minute sort of behind-the-scenes kind of
video?
Oh,
yes, because on the last DVD I had, they had it. And basically what's going to be is it's going to be Batgirl. It's going to show her in action because here's the thing. When the Killing Joke came out, Batgirl had an established character. So when the event happened, you're like, oh, my God. but they haven't shown. They just started showing Batgirl at the end of Bad Blood. During, right before the credits hit, there is a brief cameo of her. You see her. Okay. So, this one now is going to be 15 minutes, and it's going to be more of her. So when the event happens towards the end of the story, you're like, oh my, how it affects her at that point. You know? You don't know, like, well, what did she do before? You know, I'm not spoiling this. The damn thing came out in 88. If you haven't read it, the thing is, Joker comes to the horrifying event. Okay, I'm going to count three Mississippi, and then I'm going to reveal it. So if you don't want to hear it, mute your mute yourself or you know, the volume off for like 30 seconds before I say three Mississippi. Ready? One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi. Spoilers.
La 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 la. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not you. Okay, really quickly. Joker shows up at Barbara Gordon's door, shoots her. It goes through her stomach, hits her spine, causing permanent paralysis. She can no longer be Batgirl, and that's why she becomes Oracle. Okay? And, of course, you're going to see the grief, the fact that they show her being very acrobatic at the beginning of the movie, doing all these things as Batgirl, because then she can't do it anymore. You're like, oh, my God. Like, now she can't do any of that cool anymore. And that's why it's supposed to hit you. Okay?
Did you ever watch the Birds of Prey show that came on?
It was very boring. And what's funny is the last, I think they were showing them out of order, they said. In the last two episodes they showed, because it was canceled, really action-packed. And a lot of people said if they had done this for the rest of this, you know, beforehand, I bet the series wouldn't have been canceled.
Maybe. Still, I like Dina Meyer, so I'll watch it.
Batgirl. I loved her. Yeah, she was great. I'm a Dina Meyer fan.
She was Dizzy in Starship Troopers, too.
Which is funny. In the book, Dizzy's a guy. Did you know that?
Yeah. Well.
So I joked around about that. I was like, can you imagine, like, going to a movie? This is back. Remember, this is back. Like, if they had done this type of movie based off the book in the 50s when it came out. Remember the thoughts in the world about homosexuality? And this is my little joke about people in the 50s. Man, Dizzy was so hot. Man, I can't believe he hooked up with Dizzy. What the hell have you done with this book? What the hell's going on here? Holy shit. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. But still, I like Dina Meyer. I watched, she was in Johnny Mnemonic also.
Yes, she was.
But
she is a good movie, so.
And what's her name? Rachel Skarsten and Ashley something was
the actress.
The
rest of the cast. I just remember.
I don't know. Myers. But yeah, I watched the show. I mean, I thought it was all right. I wasn't a huge fan, but I do like the Supergirl show though. And you know what I like about the Supergirl show?
What's that?
It really harkens back to like the Christopher Reeve days of Superman, you know? I guess there's a place, you know, in movies for dark and gritty, but I just the Superman movies, I have a really hard time with the whole let's make it dark and gritty. You know, as Superman,
right,
he's in red and blue tights, for crying out loud.
Right.
He's not supposed to be dark and gritty. He's supposed to be like a symbol of hope and the good guy, you know, who's always trying to do the right thing. And I don't know, when you watch the Superman movies, like the Christopher Reeve Superman movie, even the hokey ones, you know, but especially Superman 1 and to a large degree Superman 2, you know, it's like, and then you compare that with stuff like Batman versus Superman, it's just like, it's just not right, you know. But then I watch the Supergirl series and I'm like, see, now that's what Superman is supposed to be all about. So I really think they've nailed it right with Superman.
Well, they
so.
Said that Zack Snyder has gotten Superman all wrong. These people have come to the conclusion Zack Snyder is not a Superman fan, the way he's handled him in the movies.
And, you know, it's not that I hate Zack Snyder. He did Watchmen. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's just he's not the right guy for Superman, you know?
Right.
It's like Ang Lee did The Hulk, and it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It was horrible. And it's not that Ang Lee is a bad director, you know? I mean, didn't he do Brokeback Mountain that won all sorts of awards and all that kind of
thing? And didn't he do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Yes, he did. So you know, it's not the quality of the director, it's just he's not in the right genre, the right franchise, you know? So, I don't know. But I really like the Supergirl show. It's really good. Have you been watching it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, of course, this week is season one finale. And it's a two-part well, it started last week. It's part two from last week's episode.
Yeah, the whole Myriad thing. I'm stoked. I like it. I like just about everything about that show. I like Alex. I like Tyler Lee. I like the Martian Manhunter. I like that they have Helen Slater and Laura Vandervoort, you know, who've played the other two people who played Supergirl.
Yes.
You know, I like that they have Dean Cain, you know?
Yeah, I love the fact that Dean Cain and Supergirl from 1985. I can't remember her name, but those are supposed to be her adopted parents. Vandervoort. Yeah, that's her name. Yeah she's in it this year.
From Smallville.
Right. What was I going to say? Like you said, all the cameos. Very cool show.
And the writing's well done. It's action packed. It's fun to watch. You know, that's the thing that really strikes me about the show. That I think that a lot of these modern day comic book reboots and everything have lost. Is that it's fun to watch. And the exception to that is I also like The Flash. The Flash is really fun to watch, too.
Yes.
And the crossover, by the way, oh, my God. It's like everybody watched the crossover, too. They're saying that they're going to do more crossovers, and I'm all for that.
Well, that's what I said. I want to see. As of right now, we were talking about last week, Supergirl still has not been renewed for season two on CBS.
Has it not? For some reason, I was thinking it had, but I could be mistaken.
No, I did see it was renewed.
Oh, it was renewed this week? Because as of last week, it wasn't when I announced it. So, okay, this week, okay.
Let's see.
If it was, I stand corrected. We have 10 minutes left just to give an update. So we can look it up right now.
I think it's like their top rated. Is it? What is it? Let me see.
All right, I'm looking here. This is back in March. So I don't know if anything has been updated yet.
I really like that show, Limitless, too. Have you been watching it?
Which one?
Limitless.
No, I have not. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Well, I can't find anything official, so maybe it hasn't been officially renewed yet. But
yeah, it doesn't look like it's been. The fans want it renewed, but I have not. I haven't seen anything yet. I'm looking here at the top story. It's probably happening, but it hasn't been official yet.
I mean, it's really popular. From what I understand, the ratings are really high. So,
well, you got to remember, 1990, 91, they had a Flash series on CBS. The problem was it cost a lot of money to do an episode.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I don't think it costs more than most of their other shows. I would think it's probably about average.
What, Supergirl or The Flash? Supergirl?
Supergirl.
With special effects?
Well, I know, but special effects are a lot cheaper these days than they were back in 1990.
Yeah, but still, it's more special. It's more special effects than other shows. And if they don't do it,
I think it's a shoe-in for renewal. I mean, I would put money on that.
And if it's not, I would like to see CW pick it up. Definitely, then you could put that like Monday nights. Leave it where it is on Monday nights, and you have Supergirl Monday nights. The Flash Tuesday nights, Arrow Wednesday nights, DC's Legends of Tomorrow Thursday nights, and you have all kinds of crazy crossovers. Think about it. You could have four shows. You could do a four-night crossover event with all those heroes. But on CBS now, because on CBS they are saying that Supergirl is not in the same universe as Arrow and The Flash.
Which is kind of weird. I wish they would.
I was disappointed. Chris. I think it's a fact that CBS, and I was just disappointed with that one. I mean, I was happy. Of course, Flash and Arrow are, because Flash was technically a spinoff of Arrow. But, you know, just because on another network, that's how you got away with it, saying it's in another universe. And somebody made an interesting point about those two characters. In Crisis on Infinite Earths from 1985, Supergirl and Flash are the two main characters, main heroes who die.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Grand
did you ever watch the Young Justice cartoon?
I love that, and I did hear season 3 is being done by Netflix.
Here it
correct.
Is. 1849 rating. Supergirl, 1.72. Supergirl is the fourth rated show, fifth rated show on CBS right now. It's behind, let's see, the highest rating is Big Bang Theory, which, by the way, I hate that show, but I digress. let's see, what else is ahead of it? NCIS is ahead of it. NCIS New Orleans is ahead of it, but just barely. Criminal Minds is ahead of it by just a little bit. So, I mean, it's way up there. It's beaten, you know, it's beaten NCIS LA. It's beaten Blue Bloods. It's beaten Madam Secretary. It's beaten Criminal Minds Beyond Borders. It's beaten Limitless.
Very cool.
But yeah, I'm sitting here looking at the Zap to It by the numbers, where they do the canceled, you know, likely to be renewed, likely to not be renewed, and
right.
they've got its status listed right now as likely to be renewed by May 2016. So
yeah, I think that's what we looked at last week. We were talking about that, or the week before.
And they're saying Limitless will be reviewed too. If you haven't watched that show.
Yeah,
I would advise watch the movie for. Have you seen the movie with
now, is that
what's his name?
Wait, is this the show where the guy takes the pill and he's like
yeah.
the smartest guy? Okay, no,
yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I know of it. So,
have you seen the movie with Bradley Cooper?
I just
Cooper?
Got too many damn shows to on my DVR. I'm behind on my shows as it is now. I just don't have time to add many
Man,
more
I'm
new
on night
things.
Shift. I can watch the hell out of anything.
You know what it is? I just can't sit there. And, I don't know, you know, with the pain meds I'm on, my back and my neck the way they are, it's just hard for me to sit there and watch TV, you know, for hours and hours. Like, I'll watch, like, 2 hours of a show and I'm dead tired. Or I watch one show and I got to get up and, you know, I can't watch TV for, like, 15 minutes. So it's just hard for me.
Heads up, we're within 5 minutes of the hour and a half mark, so.
Thank you. Yes, we are actually the 2:45 mark remaining on this show. So really quickly, I want to thank Tony V, Mad Viking, for helping me out tonight. Gentlemen, thank you so much for co-hosting, helping out, calling in as always. You guys are awesome. I want to thank all people who showed up tonight, especially Perceptive Deception and Bob Bruder in Paragon chat. We did have some people earlier. We have a bunch of guests now in the chat room at the Block Room, but that could be for another show coming up later, back in early. I don't know.
I'm still.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back in because I wanted to say, for those
yes.
interested in DawnCon 2, there is an event
yes.
page. I sent it to you on Skype.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry. Oh, there it is. Let me see if. Okay. Now I will put that. All you guests who are there now. Just clicked on this. Suggest you do the same. I'll post it in the chat. There it is. There's the link for that, and I'm going to post that on our Save Radio page. Remember, all the links I post from all the links we talked about tonight, I did post under this week's link, the thing for this, the posting of the link for this week's show, I meant to say. Underneath that are all the links. And there it is. Don't
And I'm going to throw in
Wait,
something.
You know Wait a minute. There's a really cool Batman dude in a Batman costume there. That's a really nice shot. No, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to throw in something now here. I was quiet for a while because I was talking to someone.
Okay.
And looks like we got another guest ready to come in. Her name is Rhonda Jolivet, former performer of the Grand Ole Opry and comic book geek in her own right. She has said yes, she is coming to DawnCon 2.
And remember, there's plenty of tickets left for DawnCon 2. Order your t-shirts and get your hotel reservations. And how many hours are we going to be there?
6 hours.
Six whole hours. We have like 30 seconds left. So everybody, have a great weekend. Enjoy the nice weather. Go to comic books. Watch some superhero TV shows / movies. Go to Netflix. Crackle. They're all over the place now. Just keep looking for them. And we'll see you next Friday night. We'll be doing a show, of course. And I hope you got your tax done, because isn't today tax day? And I completely forgot to mention that.
It is.
It is.
I did mine a couple of months ago. So
cool. All right. And with that, gentlemen, have a great weekend, everybody. We're going to head into a very quick. We have 10 seconds left. We're heading to a quick, very brief after party. You guys rock. We love you all. We do this for you guys. Seriously, we do. We'll see you next time. Have a great one. And I believe we are now in the after party, guys, so we could chat away.
There you go. Oh, yeah, sorry for being quiet for a while. Like I said, I was working procuring another guest in the form of Rhonda Jolivet.
And who is this, Rhonda Jolivet?
Rhonda Jolivet is a former performer of the Grand Ole Opry, country singer. We're not talking, you know, big name, but she was the highlighted performer at the Grand Ole Opry. And she's a comic geek in her own right. And when I told her about DawnCon, she's going like, I want to go.
And to tell her how to go, so she's not actually looking for a physical place to go.
She understands. She understands that. I have to do the step-by-step procedure on downloading the game, getting to the tutorial. That's going to be a while.
Do it now. Set your character up. Get some levels. Learn how to play the game. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Or else. You die.
No.
And I know, Pogo, you're going to be there representing Safe COH. Tony, you did express there may be a wild card on you.
Oh?
Well, when I first asked, he was going like, I got to check the schedule.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, I have stuff come up every once in a while, but I will diligently try my best to make it.
Okay. So, slowly but surely, I will add guests onto the event page. I'm trying to spread them out because, well, it's April, and the event's in July. I don't want to hit everything all at once and then not a whole lot going on that event page.
So, I didn't mention this, but my nephew had a procedure today on his shoulder. They had some fluid out from his shoulder.
What kind of fluid? Was it cherry Kool-Aid?
I don't think so.
But
not happy. We got the blocking that pretty much deadens your arm for 24 hours, 20 hours. They said, yeah, he'll start tonight or tomorrow morning when he gets up, so. All right, guys. I think the other crew will get in here and do their thing.
Let's let them have the channel.
What was that?
I said, okay, let's not let them have the channel.
Oh, okay. All right, so let me get out of here. I'm closing the tab to chat. Make sure you get it out of there. All right, so we're out of here. We will see you all next Friday night. More information for DawnCon 2. Hopefully an update on the anniversary celebration of the 12th year of Heroes that should have been, could have been either Paragon Chat or Champions Online. Both. And with that, have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the movies. Go there. Check some superhero stuff out. Comic books, et cetera, et cetera, and so on. Okay, guys, anything you want to closing?
Nope.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Say goodnight, Gracie. Oh, say goodnight, Tony.
Goodnight.